I am interviewing Mrs. A.B. Glass. She lives at Route 1, Box 602 in Diboll, Texas. My name is Becky Bailey, and today's date is October the 21st, 1982. Mrs. Glass, where were you born?
In Diboll. Mile and a half east of Diboll.
Okay. A little bit further up the road?
Right up here in this little
house.
Uh-huh. Right here next door to me.
What was the name of the place?
Do you remember? Massengill.
The Massengill. That's
John
what I
Massengill.
Thought. When were you born?
September the 23rd, 1901.
That's a long time ago. What were your parents' names?
Marvin and Laura Warner. Now that went on.
That's okay. Let's see. What was your mother's maiden name?
Massengill.
She was the Massengill. Uh-huh. So this place that y'all were staying, where you were born, was?
That was my grandfather's.
Your grandfather's place.
My
Do you know, where did they come from originally? What state do you know?
Or Mississippi.
Come from Mississippi. Mm-hmm. You know about when?
No.
No, just a long, long time ago.
Long, long time ago. My grandmother was 12 years old when they came to Texas from Mississippi.
That was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Has Marie been doing all that research and she knows all that
stuff? Yeah, she knows all that stuff. Yeah, she does.
Oh, did you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I had five brothers and four sisters.
And then you made the 10th child?
Uh-huh.
Oh my word, what a big family. What kind of work did your father do?
He was team foreman for Sunshine Lawn Company.
What exactly does that mean, a team foreman?
Well, he looked after their teams and hauled their logs. Uh-huh. See, they trucked them. I mean, they hauled them on the wagons. And he looked after the mules and the oxen that haul the logs out of the woods.
Oh, then he'd haul them out to a spur line? Is that the way it would work?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And so he was in charge of all of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm. So you must have lived in some lumber camps.
Yes, we lived out at camp number one. And at Bering, old Bering. Back down in Polk County.
Oh, I didn't know they had a camp in Polk County.
Well, we live in.
Mm-hmm. And your mother was she a housewife?
Yes.
Stayed home with 10 children.
Yeah.
To be a housewife. Oh, man. What kind of education did you have growing up? Did you?
I got to the 8th grade. I finished the 8th grade.
Mm-hmm. Did they have schools at these lumber camps?
Yes.
Or did
But when I was 13, well, we moved to Diboll.
Oh.
And I went to school at Diboll.
From then on to till the 8th grade?
Yeah. Through the 8th grade.
You told me a story about the school at, was it Hochschild? Is that where you?
Mm-hmm.
Whereabouts is Hochschild?
It's,
Or used to be,
There's nothing there now but a little graveyard. It's between Burke and Lufkin. Not very far from Burke. We were sitting there and we heard a racket and it was a car coming. And we all jumped up and started at the door. The teacher said, y'all sit down. But we didn't sit down. We went on out and saw that was the first car I saw.
Oh no, did it make a lot of noise back in there?
Well, it was a Ford, a little Ford.
Pretty good noise,
but I imagine we made more noise than
plenty at showing it.
Car there.
Oh, mate. Was this a one-room school there? And do y'all have desks and things?
No,
or was it?
We had the sawed blocks of wood and put 2x12s, and we were just marked off a certain amount for us to sit and our books by us.
Oh, my word.
We had to hold our books. Or writing in her lap.
Oh my word. And do it.
That's
that would have been tough. Well, when you finish, whenever you quit school then, the eighth grade, what did you do then? Did you stay at home?
Well, yes, I stayed at home a year, and then I got married.
Oh, I see. Awfully young.
Yeah, I was just 18.
You were just 18.
When I got married.
Where did you and your husband set up housekeeping then?
In Dabon, up in Copestown. We had an apartment.
Oh, an apartment.
We had at the Baptist Parsonage.
Oh.
We had a little apartment there.
Uh-huh. Where is Copestown now in relationship to?
It's just joining Dabon. It's all together now.
Well, I mean, but is it over there around where the city hall is now?
No, it is on up north, the past Stovall's old grocery store.
Oh, in that part of town.
Yeah, up there.
I see. What kind of work was your husband doing when y'all first married?
He was a painter.
And he worked for?
Sundown Company.
Oh, okay. And so he took care of the company houses?
Yes.
Was that it?
All of them.
Why didn't y'all have a company house?
Well, I really don't know. We just didn't.
You just didn't have one.
We just didn't have one. Yeah. We never did live in a company house for about 2 years of all of our married life.
Oh. Even though he took care of all of
mm-hmm,
them
mm-hmm.
and did all the painting and things. When did he go to work for the company? Was he already working for them whenever y'all married?
He went to work for the company when he was 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He trucked lumber out on the Valley Run. You know, they pushed, they load the lumber on these cart things, and then he'd push them into the planer. He did that for several years, two, three, 4 years maybe. Then he started painting.
Sounds like easier work than pushing a dolly full of lumber.
Yeah. I imagine it was.
Oh, my word.
I didn't know him then.
Mm. Well, he was an older.
He was older. 7 years older.
Older than you.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Mrs. Glass, do you remember how much your husband got paid whenever y'all married? When he was a painter?
Well, that's what he was doing when we married,
mm-hmm.
was painting.
How much did he get paid?
$4.40.
Okay. How many hours did he work?
10 hours.
A 10-hour day? Mm-hmm. Mm. Was there any time off or that sort of thing?
No.
Was it 6 days a week,
six
too?
6 days a week.
To keep,
yeah.
How many houses was he in charge of? Do you know how many? How many houses that they
no,
had?
No, I really don't.
It was quite a
it
few,
was
though,
quite
wasn't
a few,
it?
Yes. There were a good many houses.
Okay. Then at this time, you were a homemaker, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me what it was like to be a homemaker then when you first got married.
Well, being the oldest of that many children.
You had it down pat,
didn't you? I had it down, yes, because I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning and cooked breakfast. Then my oldest sister.
Mm.
And I knew what to do. Mm-hmm. I knew how to do. I've been taught to.
Well, when did y'all move out of town then?
In,
mm-hmm.
1924.
Mm-hmm.
We moved out about a mile from here,
mm-hmm.
and where we live now, and stayed there about 2 years, and then we went back to Dallas and stayed about, we'll stay till the summer of the spring of 27, and then we built this house.
Mm-hmm. And he was still working for the company,
yes,
during this time,
mm-hmm.
all this time. So.
But then he had gone to contracting the houses. He just say, I'll do this room for so much, you know, they'd set the price, but we'd give, give you so much for.
So he was kind of an independent
person
by then.
By then, yeah. He contracted. He had
the. Did he work the same hours and all that sort of thing that he had done before?
Yeah, just about.
So. When y'all moved out here, did he farm any too on the side or
not until the Depression?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, we had a garden,
but not anything big.
No, not anything big.
Mhm. Well, once you moved out here, I bet it was a lot harder, housework wise, wasn't it? Did you, because you kept the garden and
because I had cows and chickens and of course I tended to them.
Mm-hmm.
And had to draw water out of the well.
What? Oh, you had a well?
Uh-huh.
Here?
I had a...
A cistern. That's
what
it was.
a cistern instead of a well. And had to wash on the rug board. You know, it was just...
You said something about having to go to a spring whenever you washed.
Yeah, we were, during the Depression, well, after he, was home all the time. Well, we had mules and a wagon, and we'd load up and go about a mile and a half through the, right through the country here to a spring, and we'd wash and hang the clothes on the myrtle bushes and dry them and have a picnic lunch.
Well, that made it kind of a nice outing anyway, for take some of the drudgery out of it. Well, when did he stop working for the company now? You said he was home all the time.
In 52, he went to,
it's okay. No. Just tell me when. Was it, let's see, in 29, when the Depression first started, he was still working for him, but he was contracted.
Uh-huh. But he quit then, so he had to, they didn't do anything.
Okay,
for
after
several
that.
Years.
Oh.
And he
they didn't repair any of the houses?
Didn't do anything during the Depression.
What was this like, 30 and 31 that they started?
I believe he went back in about 34 or 35.
So they stopped during
several
almost
years.
4 years before they did any work. Mm.
And we farmed. We had four mules and cultivators. He didn't have to walk on me when he was breaking his land.
What did he raise? Cotton?
Cotton, corn, peanuts, and
about it. I was reading somewhere that the cotton prices just went to the bottom.
Yeah, that first year I think we raised about 7 bales of cotton. And we hauled it to Houston and took 5 cents a pound for it.
5 cents a pound after all of that work?
Yeah, after all that work.
Oh, my word. How much does a bale of cotton weigh?
About 400 pounds.
That was $20 a bale. That was terrible. Did the next year, did he raise cotton again after that?
Yeah, we just kept on. Just kept raising it. We thought someday it's going to get better.
It'd have to get better. Oh, goodness.
And that $20 then was like, I imagine.
Well, you could.
$400 or $500 now.
Yeah, that's true. It went a long ways.
Because we borrowed $50 the second year, and we made a crop and fed us. Only what we raised, other than what we raised. Well, we made crop, fed 4 mules.
So that was pretty good.
$50, you think about that.
It would barely buy the seed nowadays, wouldn't it?
It wouldn't buy the seed.
How much did he farm? How many acres did he?
I'll say about 55 acres.
Oh, my word. That's a lot of...
Yeah.
That's a lot. Yeah, that was right. I was making sure my $20 was right there on that. Where did he borrow the money from?
Lufkin National
Bank. From Lufkin National. Mm-hmm. So they were still loaning money during this time anyway. Well, during this time when he got laid off, do you remember going without things? I mean, just without that you needed?
No, we really didn't.
Because you had your food?
Yeah, we had our food. We had plenty of food and plenty of clothes because I would take things and hand-me-downs, you know, mm-hmm. and I'd do them over and remodel them. And then I would sell a few chickens or eggs and
mm-hmm.
people at Die Ball, and they'd come out here and get milk and butter. And then I'd, if you managed, watched what you did, well, you did all right.
Mm-hmm.
We had plenty to eat, plenty to wear, and we were happy.
Right. Well, when did Mr. Glass start working for the one at the WPA that he was?
Yes, that was
that he worked for?
During the Depression sometime. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what year.
Mm-hmm.
But he was farming on those when they was putting in those tipped out toilets. Uh-huh.
And
well, he was farming on.
Uh-huh. Did they do it all over the county or just in this
well,
area?
Well, he just had a section.
Oh, okay.
See, just a certain. So
do you remember about how big the crews were or anything like that?
I think he had about four men.
Under him?
Uh-huh.
Doing this. Where was the headquarters for this?
There was a lady at Burke.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he'd go to the meetings. This Noby Camel up at Burke.
Mm-hmm. And so y'all were just, that's where he worked at.
Uh-huh.
She had an office and that sort of thing. Okay. You were telling me that, you know, the newspaper article you showed me about the canning, when did you start doing that? Now, this was canning for other people, right?
Yes, uh-huh. That was during the Depression.
Was this right as soon as he started farming, or was this like
no,
a year later?
I'd say about a year later.
Uh-huh.
Well, we would take our canner and sealer and go in the wagon, and they'd can all day long for $3.
Oh,
that was a lot of money.
That was a lot of money, but that was a lot of work. Oh, canning's not easy. Now, you'd use the sealer. Now, this wasn't
mm-hmm.
jars. This
no,
was a canner.
No, canners, uh-huh.
Not many people had those, did they? Or did they?
No, not too many people.
What, is the process the same as it is when you're putting it in jars?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you,
mm-hmm.
how yeah. do you do it?
Well, I'd blanch my food if it mm-hmm. was beans or peas or corn. If it was corn, well, you cook it
till it was,
while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then you put it in the can and while it was hot and seal it. And then I remember corn and peas, you cook them an hour on 10-pound pressure.
Oh, okay. So it was under pressure
uh-huh.
that
it
you
was,
did. After you sealed it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. After you sealed it then. Then you had to put it in cold water and cool it. Cool the cans
mm-hmm.
completely before you put them away.
Mm. Was it more trouble than, I'm sure you've done it both ways. Was it more trouble than jars or
oh,
not?
Oh, yeah. No.
It
no.
wasn't as much?
No, it was a lot easier than jars and quicker. You know, you could do maybe 150, 200 cans a day
mm.
of cans.
Where you couldn't put that many up in the jars.
No.
Mm. Would you buy the cans already?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or would you furnish the cans for $3 or
no,
they would?
They
you
would.
Just come put
yeah,
it up.
Just come put it up. They furnished everything.
That's still a lot because I've canned in jars and it's not that
easy. That's a job. But I have one Sunday morning. Do you want me to tell
yes, tell me.
One Sunday morning we were getting ready to go to church and we had to walk to Die Ball, the Methodist church. We didn't have a car, so we walked.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody knocked on the back door. It was a man that lived back over here. He said, I know you go to church, but he said, I'm in a tight. He said, we broke our sealer. He said, could we get you to bring your and come over? And can some beans, and we have 2 number 3 wash tubs full of beans ready to can. And I said, yes, the ox is in the ditch, and I'll help my neighbor.
Yeah.
So I went over there, and I canned all day long. What's that? Late that afternoon, well, I got through and started home, and she gave me 12 sugar sacks. I worked all the way from 12
sugar sacks.
But you can't imagine what I could make out of those sugar sacks.
Now, were these like the feed sacks?
Uh-huh. White, okay. Just white, and they were ironed, washed and pressed. And
oh, so that was a pretty neat
thing. I made sheets and pillowcases, and made the children little panties, put a little lace on the bottom. Little blouses, starch them and iron them, and they were just as pretty, looked like linen.
Yeah, the whole bit. Well, let's see. Mrs. Glass, you were talking about going to the Methodist Church. Did the church have any, I'm not going to say welfare, but if somebody was in need in town, did the church help take care of any people during this time?
Well, really, I don't know. During that time, right at that time, I just don't remember. But I know years later, in the later 30s, well, we did, if people were sick.
Everybody just chipped in and had a...
Yeah, or we always had a little money in the treasury and missionary society. That's what we called it.
Right, yeah, not the UMW.
No. And it was always felt my life to go and see about them.
Oh, really? You got to take the food or whatever, huh?
Well, usually it was, we'd have to buy medicine for them or something.
But the church did do some
around
here.
Okay.
Yeah,
we did.
Well, living this far out, did you encounter many hobos or anything like this?
No, I don't remember us ever having any.
It's mainly in town. Well, after your husband didn't quit the company, just got kind of laid off, I guess you'd call it, were you still able to use the commissary and all? Could anyone in town?
Anyone could use all over this whole country went to the commissary, because Burke or Lufkin was the nearest. There wasn't any little grocery stores around. It was just the commissary and then one store at Burke.
I see.
And, or then you went into Lufkin.
Now, I wasn't sure whether it was just
for the people who worked there.
Well, with him being, with your husband being a private contractor then, in a way, did he get paid in cash from the company, or did they give him script or checks?
No, he got paid in cash.
He got paid in cash because he wasn't. Let's see. Were the prices there about the same as if you go?
Yeah, I couldn't tell any difference
with it. Especially, how long would it take you to go to Lufkin if you decided to go? Would you go on the train?
Well, I have gone on the train.
But
when I'd go to the doctor or something, well, I'd go up on the train and come back. And we could, the TSE had a passenger coach, and you could go up at... I believe it was about 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning when they run. Well, you could go up, ride that, and then come back on the passenger train at
just whenever it was scheduled.
2:30.
2:30.
They came back at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, well, that made it a nice outing. Okay. Then he probably started working again for the company about 34, 35, somewhere in there. Well, did it seem like things just got easier all over, around town then about that time?
Yeah, when they went back to work, things picked up.
Did he do any more farming after this, or had he had his
fill? Well, we put it in the pasture and raised cattle after that. Or we never did
do
we
any
just,
more?
No, we just turned it in, made it permanent pasture.
Mm-hmm. And raised livestock.
Right.
Do you think a depression such as happened in 2930 can happen again?
Well, it could, but I just don't know what to say about that. I don't feel like it'll ever get that bad again.
Mm-hmm. Do you think people would be as accepting now as y'all were?
No, not the younger generation. They wouldn't know how to handle it.
Mm-hmm. Being without.
Being without.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think it was different for you? Just because?
Well, now as take our family, we didn't have anything, and we was used to not having anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one reason that it wasn't too hard on us.
And nowadays people have had.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be hard to go without.
It would be hard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, time they can get driver's license, they have to have a car of their own.
Mm-hmm.
And our girls never had a car, but they drove our car.
Mm-hmm.
But,
so. It'd be a lot different.
Yeah.
It sure would. Miss Glass, what did you think of the presidents during this time?
Well, you had a different feeling. You felt like when they was going to speak, or they'd say the president, well, it was something.
Mm-hmm.
You just, you know, it was just thrilling.
Mm-hmm. Did you listen to them on the radio
yes.
during this time?
Yes, we had a radio, battery radio.
Mm-hmm.
And,
but what was it like? How did people feel about the difference between Hoover and Roosevelt? Did you think? Were they optimistic when Roosevelt was first elected that he could do something, or did they think, oh, well, this is going to be the same old thing?
No, I don't think we did. We didn't feel that way about it. There was a difference. It was just something that we thought we was going to have better, you
mm-hmm.
know. It was gonna
Be better. Did you and Mr. Glass vote for Roosevelt whenever?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you first had a
yeah.
chance.
Yeah, when we had a chance. Well, that's one thing we never did fail to do was to vote.
Mm-hmm.
He voted up until 2 years before he passed away.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember who you voted for whenever Hoover was running the first time?
No. I can't recall.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, that was.
Well, I was reading some articles in Lufkin. Right when Hoover took office, they were saying, you know, everything was looking good and
mm-hmm.
the economy was, you know, coming along, and that he should have the greatest presidency at that time. So at the time they felt the same way about Hoover, I guess,
mm-hmm.
as they did about Roosevelt. But hindsight's always easy to to look back and think about it.
Well, people ate those little armadillos.
Oh, really?
Now that's how bad it got for some people.
Was it around here?
Yeah,
that they did that.
Yeah. That, you know, they just didn't have, and I don't guess they knew how to manage or what to do.
Mm-hmm. So, I can't, my grandmother said she ate armadillo.
Sure know.
She said she'll never do it again either.
No, I don't, well, I never did, but.
But some did.
Yeah.
I mean,
there were some people.
didn't have their livestock and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm.